Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hi, Miss Lily. My name is Kimberly Cross with Before and After Cleaning Solutions.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Let me just go ahead and pull up your account here. It'll just be a second. Okay, and you said I'm speaking with Kimberly, and how can I help today?
So, we're trying to download the app on our business phone.
Okay.
But I'm concerned because we have a primary number.
Yes.
That ends in 1230. But our business number in which we want our customers to call us ends in 4583. And so the only way that I can get on the app is if I use the number ending in 1230. And my question is, does that mean that the clients have to call? I guess I'm confused with what number are they calling to get to us? What number is presented to the public?
Gotcha. Okay. No problem. So the one we present to the public is the call tracking number, which ends in 8355. But that will directly to the primary business line.
8355?
That's your call tracking number. Yeah, it ends in 8355.
Did I give y'all that number, or did you assign that number to me?
No, we assigned it, ma'am. It's linked to the primary business line that you provide us. So whatever phone number you want the calls to go to, we link it to that call tracking number. So the public
now,
sees it.
Stop right there. The sure. number that tracking number is linked to, mm-hmm. can you confirm that it's the 4583?
Let me check that here. Just one second, okay? Okay, I don't see that. That's the primary business number that we have, ma'am. We have 443-226-1230.
Okay. That's a problem because that's our contact number. If Local Splash wants to communicate with us,
gotcha.
We wanted them to call the number ending in 1230.
Gotcha.
However, that the number that you linked, we want it to be 443-335-4583.
Gotcha. Okay, and then let me just read that back to you here. That was 443-335-4583. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and have that fixed immediately. So it should be linked to this phone number within the next 10 to 15 minutes maximum. I'm really sorry for the confusion here.
Okay. Now, so I downloaded the app to the business phone. Do I need to uninstall and reinstall it again now that you have the correct number?
Well, yes, I'm just going to ask that you do. If you don't mind uninstalling and reinstalling, let's give it...
Turn it down, babe. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, let's give it an hour. So, yes, if you don't mind... even though we're going to have this fixed within the next 10 to 15 minutes, we just ask that you allow at least an hour to uninstall it, reinstall it. So, or you could just simply log out and log back in with the correct information. I'm just going to ask that you give it an hour because sometimes it just takes a little bit of time for our system to sync that information with your dashboard.
Okay.
Okay, but yes, feel free to log out and then log back in with the primary business line that you just gave me.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And so you said give it an hour. What time is it there? What time is it where you are?
Right now it is 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're about 3 hours behind.
Okay. So, okay. Because I just wanted to know, like, when I needed to call, like, when I could call back. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm on the app.
Okay.
I'm on the app. Where do I log out? Because I went to settings, and it says personal information, billing, business info, notifications. Maybe I didn't scroll. Oh, I didn't scroll down far enough.
No
That's
worries.
Right. I'm logging out now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I got it. And I'll log back in within an hour with the right information. Now, here's another question.
Sure.
So when we get leads or inquiries or people want us to contact them, is there like a notification that comes across, or do we have to just keep checking it ourselves?
Well, okay. So if a notification comes in from your website, you will be getting a text message and an email. But if it's a message directly from the customer to your call tracking number, then you would have to check the app. Unfortunately, there's no other way to notify you directly to your phone. It just goes directly to the app.
Now, what about we are on like this Google? We have Google ads and Facebook ads or whatever. What about those notifications?
So for Facebook ads, yes, they will come across on your app the same way. If it is a call, if you miss, because calls will go directly to the app as well. But if you miss the call, there will be a notification there. Same for text messaging.
So I go to the app on the dashboard.
Yeah. So once you open up the app, you'll see the notifications right away. So, or if you have a notification, you'll see that little bell at the top of the app with an orange attention sign. So you'll see right away that you'll have a notification when you have one in the app, and you'll see it outside of the app as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right. I got it. We're good with that.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
All right. All right. Well, I'll try to log back in an hour. And,
okay.
And with the right business number link, and then we'll go from there.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your time, Kimberly. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.